The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found at the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and he spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show for doing this?" And Jesus answered, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." But the Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you say you will raise it up in 3 days?" He was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a very interesting gospel. The cleansing of the temple by Jesus was clearly a very important event in the early church, in the apostolic church in which the gospels were shaped, for it appears in all four gospels. So let me look at this for a moment. In order to understand Jesus cleansing the temple, we have to understand the temple area. For the pilgrims who have been to Jerusalem, you will understand the western wall, sometimes called the Wailing Wall, which is as big as the side of this church, much bigger. And that's all that's left of the Jewish Temple Mount for the Jews to pray. That's all they have. Up on the mount itself, which is 35 acres, the mount of the temple on its plateau is 35 acres. Now keep that in mind. Holy Family, we have, I think, about 4 acres here. So this is a very, very large area up there. That's controlled by the Muslims. And up there they have this giant mosque, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's the third holiest place in the world for Muslims after Mecca and Medina. Then the Temple Mount is their holiest place. And that's controlled by them. But in the time of Jesus, that was the Temple Mount. And therefore, while the temple area itself, the temple building was small, the whole temple precinct was a very large area. Now you can get some idea about the money changers and the sheep, the oxen, and the doves that were sold for sacrifice. So there's a very large area. And Jesus is cleansing the temple. He is renewing the original purity of the temple. The money changers were there because the temple tax, which was required, could not be paid in the coinage of the Roman Empire because the image of the emperor was on it. So they had to change it into temple money. And there was all sorts of graft and things like that going on. So Jesus is cleansing the temple. What does this mean to us today? I think it has great meaning to us today. In all organizations, in the church, we begin with an ideal. We're going to preach the gospel, heal people, renew people. We're going to go out and preach a gospel of salvation. We're going to sacrifice. We'll have martyrs. people will lay down their lives for the wonder of this proclamation of Jesus Christ. And then the organization grows because the mission grows. And the mission grows more, and the organization grows more. And after a while, the danger is the organization becomes more important than the mission. So protecting the organization, feeding the organization, takes a primacy over the original purity of the mission. Now that happens in all large organizations. It happens in the church. So you have Pope Francis over there in Rome trying to renew and refresh and correct any abuses we have in the Curia and in the church throughout the world. What Jesus is saying here is there's an ideal in the proclamation on the Jewish tradition that should not be offended by those money changers and those who are making demands, commercial demands, in the holy place of the temple. It's good for us to keep that in mind, because we are part of the temple of the Lord today, and in a way, we have to renew ourselves. We are part of the renewal. We're not just saying Pope Francis has to renew the church. We have to renew the church in ourselves. We have to renew our experience of Jesus Christ. We have to bring our experience of Jesus Christ into the world today, the place where we find ourselves in the trauma of post-election. What's the proclamation of God's word? Social justice, honoring people, respecting people, exalting the truth, honoring the truth. How do we renew the church within ourselves? How do we renew the church in our homes, in our relationships, in our country? That's very important. So the teaching of this has a real present-day value, in the sense that we are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ, and now we are called to cleanse the temple somehow in a figurative way. So listen to the word of God and wonder with me as we journey through this day how we will renew the temple within us through forgiveness, through caring, generosity, through truth, integrity, honesty, things like that. Wow, that's renewing the church, and that's to bring the word of God here, Jesus cleansing the temple, calling us to be persons to renew the church living within us.